The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Who are you?
Back from the dead or mistaken identity?
Because most people here believe you're Nicholas Alavernian.
And in Scotland, arrested on accusations that he is a wanted American, a Rhode Islander who authorities believe faked his death 2 years earlier.
Yeah, it's a wild story. I mean, truly is. And, you know, I don't think anyone would believe it. It's straight out of Hollywood.
While the public sees this as comical and a good story, Nicholas Alavernian is a dangerous individual.
I would describe him as a very dangerous individual. And what I mean by that, a sexual predator.
Rhode Island, he was known as Nicholas Alavernian, a crusader for child welfare reform who claimed he'd been abused in the system. He befriended lawmakers at the State House, first as a page in the early 2000s, and then as he advocated for new laws about 10 years ago. Then in the months before COVID, he surfaced, reaching out to reporters and past friends.
He called me and he said, "Hey, I'm dying of lymphoma." He's like, I'm dying. Hey, really acted it up. I said, "Nick, you're a liar." I said, "I know you. You're not dying. You're acting like you're dying because the authorities are looking for you."
Wanted for fraud in Ohio, a potential connection to a rape case in Utah, and links to a string of sexual assaults in multiple states. Though most people didn't know it at the time that Alavernian then supposedly died in early 2020.
Anybody who reads that obituary and had any kind of knowledge of Nicholas Alavernian knew that he wrote that, 100%.
Then, nearly 2 years later, the stunner from the other side of the Atlantic, an arrest after the man who now claims to be Arthur Knight was in the hospital with COVID. Investigators say it's really Alavernian. In the NBC 10 True Crime International Mystery Podcast, we'll talk to those who knew Alavernian.
I knew it was him right off the bat.
Those who dealt with him.
I spent a lot of time on the phone with Nicholas Alavernian. Arthur Knight has the same cadence to his voice. There's no doubt in my mind that it's the same person.
The man in the middle of it all.
Why shouldn't I believe that you're him?
You can believe whatever you like. I'm just telling you what's right.
From WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island, this is NBC 10 True Crime International Mystery.